Tell me about K-Stack.
Well, K-Stack is a logistics outsourcing company, and we collaborate with retailers to try to find new ways that get the products of CPG, consumer packaged goods companies, out to retailers. So we kind of look at the whole picture, come up with a way that's sort of a macro way to reduce the costs, reduce the greenhouse gas emissions, and to improve performance. And usually in retail and consumer packaged goods world, performance is getting the product that's supposed to get there in the time that it's supposed to get there. So because we work together with the retailers, for all of our manufacturer clients, who are typically suppliers of retailers, we can then assemble programs that are collaborative, that are bigger, and then get the mind share of the retailers, create the technology, put the process together, put a team together, and the result is that we reduce the cost and we get things there more on time. We reduce damage to almost zero. It's almost something we can't even calculate. We tried to calculate that and don't have any numbers because it's about zero. And
damage, just sort of loss. I mean, that would be things that get lost.
Yeah, the alternative really is a retailer sends out orders to lots of different manufacturers. They'll want a pallet of this, a couple pallets of this, a couple pallets of that. And each of them figures out how to ship it. They use less than truckload to ship it. And that's typically the sort of hub and spoke system. So a truck comes out, picks up a few pallets, brings it back to someplace, takes it back out to another place, goes to another break bulk, they call them, and then puts it all together and ships it to another place. And it goes on this really long journey that's not really point A to B. It stops a bunch of times depending on where it's coming from and where it's going. So damages are things that happen in less than truckload world. When you do that hub and spoke, every time you handle it and touch it, take it on and off a truck, you have the potential to do something bad to it. It just requires that somebody sits down and does something collaborative, which has risks, is hard to do, and you have to think about it a lot.
So you've written all this down in your book, Collaborate, right?
Yeah, and I think that the book is a reflection. The book, I guess over the years, everything that I've done that's been successful that I think has really been important and has mattered has not been because I've done it. It's always been because I've found a group of people or companies, but usually just really unusual people who have some unique talents. They're not always like the most well-rounded people in the world. Often they're the opposite of that. They're angular people. They're just really good at something. And then I put them together, and we've all worked together, and we've collaborated, and we've done things that are not always normal, and that we've taken some risks that, you know, to do things a new way that isn't how everybody's always done it before. So about 2 years ago, I was actually explaining that in a class to some people that were students and talking about how the most important things we've done are been related to the people that we found. And I don't know if that really resonated with the class because students think that you're just saying that, but you're not really serious. And I'm not sure it resonated. And that's when I started to think, well, how do I explain this? And I could never really get the thoughts together to even try to explain it. So I started writing it down, and that became the basis of what is now the book, Collaborate, the Art of We. And the reason I called it Collaborate, the Art of We is because there's a book that everybody knows that's thousands of years old, it's a Chinese book called The Art of War.
Yes.
And it is really, it's taught in business school, like I read it when I was in business school. It's taught at most West Point military academies in the United States and in lots of countries, in Asia especially. And it's really the basis of competition. It's kind of the how-to guide for competition. And what I've seen is I think we're all really pretty good at that. Competition is something we grow up with. Even from a very young age, we get it. It's great. And in a business environment, I think we've gotten it covered. You can't stop doing it. You have to do more.
Right. It's always about beating out your competitors.
You got to do that. Yeah. That's like, but if you think you're going to win by just doing that, I think you're missing something. And because it's become a global world and we're all working together on things now, and we think nothing of doing all of that.
So collaboration can help somebody be successful, not just in the manufacturing or retail industry. I mean, can also help me, right? I mean, just...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that, I mean, the concept of collaboration, which, again, is what the book is about, right, but you can... I don't think it's clearly not just for logistics or manufacturing or supply chain. It could be for any work environment. It could be for your personal life. I mean, it can go down to how you want to collaborate with your neighbors, and you could figure out ways to take some risks, share some different opportunities, and maybe come out with something that didn't exist before that was better. And that can be any, that can be in your personal life, that can be in your business life. That can be anything. And in the book, I really didn't focus on logistics because I don't think that's really what it's all about. I just think we happen to be the beneficiaries of a very collaborative group of people trying to do more collaboration. It happens to be in logistics and consumer packaged goods and retail and all that. But I didn't – that's not – I don't think that it's in any way exclusive to that.
Right.
Just like the art of war is the kind of...
Was not written for business schools.
It was not written for business schools, but yet it's used in business schools. It wasn't written for law schools, but trial lawyers typically will use... They'll break out the book in a court situation to refresh their minds and how to do something. So it clearly wasn't written for that, but yet it's completely relevant for that. And similarly, this is sort of the counterpart and, you know, not as... It's not as epic as the Art of War was, but at the end of the day, I think there's going to be different kinds of people who read the book. I think
I was going to ask, who did you kind of write the book for? So,
in my mind, I wrote the book for me. I think I wrote the book because I wanted to figure out how to explain the concept better for myself. For me, the book is like an invitation. Here's the book. You don't need to read it, but you can if you want to. But it's my invitation to work together. I haven't, you know, predetermined where people should use this, but I'm really interested to see where they will use it. And probably the coolest part of the book is that it's practical. I'm not a professor. I'm not an author. I'm not a speaker, as anyone who's listening could figure out. But I wrote a book. I'm speaking about it. I'm doing all of that. But what I am is an entrepreneur, a business person. While I was writing the book, I'm thinking to myself, well, here I am. I just wrote a really practical book about collaboration by myself. It's not very collaborative.
No.
So sort of towards the end of the book, I didn't even know I'm not an author. I didn't even know what a book foreword really was. I knew that books had forewords and prefaces and those things. I didn't know the difference.
That sometimes you don't read. And
right, or that's the only thing you do read or whatever. But I didn't know what they were for. So I'm reading through like what I've got to do next. The book should have a foreword. And it said, you know, the foreword needs to be written by an authority in the field that you're writing about to give it credibility or whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I don't even really believe in that. I believe that the best authority in the field about the topic is going to be like a big group of people that each have some aspect to add and participate. And
people that you've worked
create
with.
Create. And people who have helped me figure out collaboration. So what I did was unique. I think it's the only book out there that has this. Is the foreword is written by about 35 or 40 people. And what I did was I just popped up a wiki, and then I sent out invitation emails to probably about 80 or 90 people that I've worked with in the past. And I said, hey, I'm writing a book about collaboration. And frankly, I mean, how dumb is this? Here I am writing a book by myself about the concept of collaboration. I want it to be practical. So let's try it. Let's do it. So here's your invitation. Join this wiki that I've created and just write whatever you feel like writing about the topic. And I told them what the topic was about a little bit. And what happened was the coolest part of the whole experience. And I still think is the best part of the book. The foreword was not written by me, which is also cool because I didn't have to write it, because it's hard to write a book. But the foreword was written by over 35 people that got on to a wiki page because they felt like it for no reason other than they felt like expressing some stuff. And they worked together collaboratively to write a collaborative foreword in a book about collaboration. And that, I think, is what this whole thing is about.
So I looked at the foreword, and in the foreword, some of the authors of the foreword had written about some other famous collaborators like Oprah and Rosa Parks. And
that's, again, I think that shows the power of collaboration, that I'm one person that has this kind of mentality, right? And it's very business-oriented. So here they are coming from lots of different backgrounds, all different, and some of them are talking about Oprah or, you know, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and how that was created and stuff like that in a short part of the book. And they're exactly right. I mean, some of the coolest things that we have that exist structurally as a world came from groups of people working together, taking some chances, collaborating. And they were able to bring that perspective to the book. And that really was not where my brain was. And that's, again, I just think it's a great example of where, you know, of how you, what the value of collaboration is. It's, if you can sort of unleash everybody from the cage they're usually in and let them just be who they are, they want to bring out their coolest, most interesting talents. And if there's a way to do it, which is what the book tries to help people figure out, is, I mean, they'll do it. And if you let them do it, you get something really amazing. And if you don't, you get part of a person that come to work every day because it's not interesting for them. And they're not really doing what they really care about. And they're not even allowed to really be who they are. And you're leaving the coolest, most awesome parts of people at home. You know, in a cage kind of at work. That's a waste of what a big, huge opportunity, kind of.
Awesome.
All right, then.
Thanks, Dan.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.